Okay. I will open the Senate Committee on Rules for May 1st, 2009. We're going to go to the first item on the agenda, SB 1078. I will open a work session, and while the committee administrator is writing, I will give a brief explanation of this bill. This bill basically freezes all the salaries of both statewide officials, judges, legislators, puts us back into the same, ties into salaries that the legislature was in before, basically puts back in place the old system, but does keep alive the Public Officials Compensation Commission to potentially make future recommendations to the legislature. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
It's my understanding that you wish to refer this
with a due pass recommendation back to the President's desk with the recommendation that it be referred to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chairman, what a coincidence. Because that is my motion.
Okay. It has been moved to refer with a due pass recommendation this bill to the Senate President's desk with a recommendation that it be referred on to Ways and Means. Any discussion? Any objection? Motion passes. Close work session. Now we're going to begin public hearings on...
Blighted the future of judges again in the state of Oregon, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
I know. By reconnecting.
I would never consider the legislative branch a blight on the judicial branch.
Ah.
Nor would I consider the other.
you haven't spoken to anyone in the judicial branch lately, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll open a public hearing and work session on executive appointments. The first party to come forward is Elizabeth Hereschenko, the Director of the Department of Revenue. Ms. Hereschenko is coming back to be reappointed. Do you have anything additional?
I do not.
Okay. Please begin at your leisure and identify yourself again for the record.
Good morning, Chair Devlin, members of the committee. For the record, Elizabeth Hereschenko, Director of your Department of Revenue. This is actually the fourth time that I've been before the Senate for confirmation. I served for 12 years as a director, and I'd like to sign up for another tour. We have some very exciting and challenging times ahead of us at the Department of Revenue, and I'd just like to go over those briefly.
You might turn the microphone towards you and see if this stops the feedback.
Okay. We are... increasing our productivity through using technology. We are just finishing a very successful processing season where electronic filing has enabled us to reduce the number of people we have to bring back to process paper returns. We're looking to expand our web-based services to taxpayers so that they can self-serve in some of the interactions that they have to do personally with us today through the mail or the telephone. Our legacy systems are coming to the end of their useful lives, and we're beginning to plan for replacement, looking at the way that we run our business so that as we get ready to do those replacements, we know what we need and how technology can help us and develop business cases for those replacements. We're seeing new and different compliance challenges just because of the way business is conducted now using technology. We recognize that because of the economic situation, the legislature is even more dependent on us to function efficiently and effectively and assure compliance, and we're looking forward to taking on those challenges. Also, as a part of the larger enterprise of state government, the department's been actively involved in several partnerships, and I think I mentioned some of them in the letters that I dropped off for each of you. Whether it's our mapping system where we have public partnerships all through local, state, and federal government and private sector to work we're doing with sister agencies in state government or state revenue agencies across the country. We're looking actively for ways to be more effective in our administration and find best practices that we're able to continue to implement in the department. So I'm very excited to be here and ask for your support for the governor's reappointment of me for another term to continue to lead the department as we move into the 21st century. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Harachenko? Well, Ms. Harachenko, one of the things I'd like to say is that I've had relatively few, though I've had some, constituent complaints about the Department of Revenue. I've always been pleased by the response from the Department of Revenue. Obviously, sometimes they're having to tell the constituents that, yes, they are still liable, and, yes, they are still past due, and, yes, the interest and the penalties will still be imposed. But I've always had a very good response out of the department to constituent complaints, and given the nature of a revenue department, the few number that I've had actually probably speaks highly of the department.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any additional questions?
Oh, no, just, Mr. Chair, just an observation. We've got pretty exciting times ahead with the Department of Revenue, and Ms. Harachenko and I have been working together on packages that we will be seeing before this body on compliance and amnesty and a few other issues. So she's been a wonderful participant in putting those packages together. So I just wanted to put that on the record.
Okay. Anything additional? Thank you very much for coming here today. We will take action on your appointment a little bit later.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. The next is the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, Gary Wilhelms.
Thank you, Chair Devlin, members of the committee. My name is Gary Wilhelms, private citizen. I reside at 4353 Northwest Tam O'Shanter Way in Portland, 97229. I'm here representing myself today. When a friend suggested that I consider submitting my name for appointment to the Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission, I began to think seriously about doing just that. And after making a couple of inquiries, I decided that it would be a good way for me to continue with public service now that I'm retired in an area in which I do have a great interest. So I worked with the Senate Republican Office, Senator Ferrioli and staff, to nominate me, and here I am today. I believe that my 34 years of service as a legislator, a lobbyist, and a member of the legislative staff do give me a perspective and the experience to do a decent job on the commission, which I would intend to do. And I thank you for the opportunity to testify here today and would be happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
Any questions from Mr. Wilhelms?
Just, Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
a statement, actually. It's members of the committee have had an opportunity to review the biography and curriculum vitae of Mr. Wilhelms, and they will see that he has a rather checkered past, as he alluded to earlier. But I'd also like to point out that he's got significant private sector experience. This is the kind of confluence of experience that I believe will serve all Oregonians well on this commission. So we've got private sector experience, elected public official experience, administrator experience, staff experience as part of the checkered career of the candidate we have before us. So I hope others will see the benefit of that nomination.
I do see the benefit of your experience at all levels. And I think we've talked a little bit about common sense type decisions that would be hopefully the norm.
Hopefully, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, common sense will be the norm.
Okay. But I did want to say, Mr. Wilhelms, that as I was waiting out here for more committee members to arrive, two members of the lobby approached me and said there is a united lobby. I won't tell you which way they're united.
Could you tell me their names? Because I'd like to have the other 35 that confronted me this morning.
They asked that their names be with them.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any additional questions? Again, we will take action relatively soon on your appointment.
Thank you very much.
can we stand at ease for like 30 seconds? Close the public hearing, reconvene, open a work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the reappointment of Elizabeth Harshenko to the Director of the Department of Revenue to the Senate floor with the recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion passes. Senator Burdick, will you carry?
I'd be honored, Mr. Chair.
I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Gary Wilhelms to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission to the Senate floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion passes. Senator Atkinson, will you carry? Close the work session. I'm opening a work session for the consideration of reappointments to the following boards and commissions: State Apprenticeship and Training Council, State Aviation Board, Oregon Economic and Community Development Commission, Environmental Quality Commission, Trustees of the State Library, Oregon Medical Board, Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, Board and Commissioners of the Port of Portland, State Board of Psychologists Examiners, Board of Directors of the State Accident Insurance Fund Corporation, Oregon Student Assistance Commission, State Board of Tax Practitioners, Teachers and Standards and Practices Commission. I move that the appearances be waived and that the following reappointments be moved to the floor with the recommendation that they are confirmed en bloc: Jason Landon to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council, John Lockyer to the State Aviation Board, Stephen Emery and Walter Val Kingberg to the Oregon Economic Community Development Commission, William Blosser to the Environmental Quality Commission, Sue Burkholder to the Trustees of the State Library, Lisa Cornelius and Ramiro Gatan to the Oregon Medical Board, Arlene Gardner to the Board of Examiners of the Nursing Home Administrators, Steve Corey and Judith Johansson to the Board of the Commissioners of the Port of Portland, Kent Anderson and Susan Latham to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners, Catherine Travis and Rob Van Cleve to the Board of Directors of the State Accident Insurance Fund Corporation, Bart Howard to the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Tony Ellsworth and Dorothy Hudson to the State Board of Tax Practitioners, Mario Alba and Melissa Sass to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. Any discussion?
Yes.
I just want to thank Aaron and Brian. I've been on this committee for 10 years, and this is the way to do this job.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Yeah. I thought it was rather exemplary also. Any additional discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, motion passes. Senator Farioli, will you carry? And if anyone chooses that they want one of these broken out on the floor, I will carry whatever is broken out.
I agreed, Mr. Chair.
Okay. With that, committee members, we are adjourned.
What a model of efficiency, Mr. Chairman.